Now, titles appear in an animated film distributed by Buena Vista Film Distribution Company. Walt Disney presents Lady and the Tramp, from the story by Ward Green. This film is described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Lisa Benjamin. Read by J.T. Turner. Funded by the United States Department of Education. A series of drawings shows a quaint neighborhood, two love-struck dogs, a baby carriage, and more. Titles appear. Voices by Peggy Lee, Larry Roberts, Bill Bockham, Verna Felton, George Giveau, Lee Miller, Barbara Luddy, Bill Thompson, Stan Freeberg, Alan Reed, Dallas McKinnon, and the Mellow Men. Color by Technicolor. Photographed in CinemaScope. Copyright 1955 by Walt Disney Productions. Songs by Peggy Lee and Sonny Burke. Musical score by Oliver Wallace. Story by Erdman Penner, Joe Rinaldi, Ralph Wright, and Don DeGrady. Directors, Hamilton Lusk, Clyde Geronimi, and Wilfred Jackson. Associate producer, Erdman Penner.
On this lovely day.
Now, a quotation signed by Josh Billings. In the whole history of the world, there is but one thing that money cannot buy, to wit, the wag of a dog's tail. So it is to all dogs, be they ladies or tramps, that this picture is respectfully dedicated. Now, in an animated cartoon, snow falls over a small town.
Silent as the snowflake in the night, holy is the spirit of this night. All the world is calm and peaceful, all the world is bright and joyful.
In the old-fashioned town, a horse-drawn sled passes a Christmas tree outside a church, then glides over a stone bridge. It heads toward a block where carolers serenade a corner house.
Unending that shall not cease.
At the end of the block, golden light glows from the windows of a two-story Victorian-style house. We head past its gate to the porch. In a parlor, a tree is trimmed with candles, colored balls, and strings of popcorn. A striped hatbox tied with a bow sits among other presents. A man reaches for it and hands it to his wife.
It's for you, darling. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Jim, dear.
As she unties the bow, the box starts to wriggle, and a cocker spaniel puppy pokes its nose out. The woman carefully picks it up.
Oh, how sweet.
You like her, darling?
Oh, I love her.
He pats the puppy's head and she licks his fingers.
What a perfectly beautiful little lady.
Later, he carries a basket into the kitchen. As Lady follows her new master, the kitchen door swings back and hits her in the rump.
Come on, Lady. Over here. That's a girl.
He puts her in the basket on a fluffy pillow.
There, nice little bed for you.
But, Jim, dear, are you sure she'll be warm enough?
Why, of course, darling. She'll be snug as a bug in a... Uh-oh. Almost forgot something.
He lays newspaper beside the basket.
Good night, lady. Now, don't worry, darling. She'll go right to sleep.
As they walk out, Lady follows.
No, lady.
He sets her back in the basket.
This is where you belong, right here.
Lady hops out again and slips across the floor. Pausing, she stares at the door with her big brown eyes, tiptoes forward, and presses against it. The door swings open. Lady scampers out, rushes to a staircase, and gazes up after her owners, Jim Deere and Darling.
Oh, look, she's lonesome. Don't you think maybe just for tonight?
Now, darling, if we're going to show her who's master, we must be firm from the very beginning.
Jim Deere carries her back to the basket and walks out, closing the door behind him. Then he drags a chair in front of it and heads upstairs. Inside, Lady scurries to the door and bumps against it. She pushes the door with her tiny paw, but it doesn't budge. Peering under the crack, Lady spies the chair's legs on the other side. Smiling suddenly, she wags her tiny pink tongue in anticipation. Jim Deere's shadow appears through the crack under the door.
Lady, quiet now. You hear me? Back to bed. Quick now. Not one more sound.
She climbs back into her basket. Later, in the foyer, a grandfather clock strikes two. Nearby, the kitchen door shakes as Lady bumps against it. She pushes again and again, inching the chair forward until there's enough room to squeeze out. Lady dashes to the staircase, scampers onto the first step, and glances up. The staircase seems 100 feet high. Lady starts to climb, going up the carpeted steps one at a time. Midway up, she slips and falls down a step, then starts again. Moments later, Lady clambers over the top step, huffing and puffing. She looks around and cocks one of her long, floppy ears. She darts to a door and pushes it open with her front paws. Entering a bedroom, she warily steps back. The brown furred puppy marches over to her owner's bed and tugs on the covers. Jim Deere turns over and covers his head with his pillow. Lady eagerly wags her tongue and her stubby tail.
All right. But remember, just for tonight.
He lays her on the bed at their feet. Darling covers Lady with a piece of the blanket. The puppy licks her hand, then settles in with a yawn. Her eyelids droop. Months later, the full-grown Cocker Spaniel sleeps in the same spot on the bed. A clock strikes six. Lady stretches her back and one of her short legs. Her long furry ears sway like a thick head of hair. She nuzzles Darling's arm, then races to the other side of the bed and licks Jim Deere's hand. Reaching under the covers, she tugs on his pajama leg with her teeth. As he starts to rise, she nudges his slippers over with her nose.
All right, Lady, all right. I'm up, Lady. Oh, no.
What's wrong, Jim? What is it?
Can't you explain to Lady about Sundays?
Lady runs out of the bedroom, sprints down the steps, and bolts out of a pet door to the backyard. Outside, she scares off a flock of blackbirds picking through the grass. When she turns away, they quickly return to the lawn. Lady passes a bone and picks it up. She goes to a flower bed, starts to dig, and accidentally knocks over a tulip. As she buries the bone, Lady finds the broken flower and puts it back, but upside down. Trotting away, she suddenly stops and turns. Behind her, a dark gray rat peeks out of a pile of wood. As it creeps forward, Lady bares her teeth. She chases the rodent to a picket fence. The rat bolts through a small hole. Lady starts to dig after it. Nearby, a delivery boy rides a bicycle down the block. As he reaches Lady's house, he tosses a rolled-up newspaper. Lady catches it in her mouth, runs to the pet door, and tries to dart inside, but can't fit through with the paper in her mouth. So she backs in and drags it behind her, tearing it. Later, Jim Deere sits reading the paper. There's a hole in the center. He reaches through it to pick up his cup of coffee.
Have you noticed, darling? Since we've had Lady, we see less and less of those disturbing headlines.
Yes, I just don't know how we ever got along without her.
Say, she must be about 6 months old. We'd better be getting her a license.
He pours his coffee into a saucer on the floor. Lady dunks a donut, takes a bite, then laps up some coffee. Days later, she watches while Darling opens a box and takes out a gold tag hanging from a blue collar.
Hope it fits.
She puts it around Lady's neck.
My, but it does look nice. So grown up. Won't Jock and Trusty be surprised?
Lady darts outside, where a Scottish terrier runs with a bone in his mouth. He looks around, then hops to a secret spot behind some bushes. Digging, he unearths a treasure trove of bones.
4 steps straight and then to the left and right to the place where I marked it with a bonny, bonny bone that I buried for me own in my bonny, bonny bank in the backyard. That's a grand sight.
Jock!
He quickly covers the bones.
Oh, Jock!
Lady prances next door to Jock's yard and finds him behind the bushes.
Hello, Jock.
Oh, it's you, Lassie.
Notice anything different?
You've had a bath.
No, not that.
You've had your nails clipped?
Mm-mm. Yes, again.
Well, I wouldn't be a knowing.
She shakes, making her license jiggle.
Why, Lassie, a bunny new collar.
Do you like it?
Aye. It must be very expensive. Have you shown it to Trusty yet?
No.
We'd best go at once. You know how sensitive he is about these things.
They go through Lady's yard to a house on the other side, where a hound dog naps on the porch. One of his hind legs kicks. His shiny black snout wiggles. Lady and Jock come over.
He's dreaming.
Aye. Dreaming of those bonny bygone days when he and his grandfather were tracking criminals through the swamps.
They were?
That was before...
Before what?
It's time you knew the truth, Lassie. It shouldn't have happened to a dog. But, well, Trusty has lost his sense of smell.
No.
Aye. But we must never let on that we know, Lassie. It would break his poor heart.
Sniffing the ground in his sleep, Trusty steps right over a caterpillar, then wakes up and sees his friends.
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Go?
Yeah, big fella. About 6'2". No, 3.
Behind him, the caterpillar straightens up and beams with pride.
Why, Miss Lady, you have a collar.
Mm-hmm. And a license.
My. How time does fly.
Aye. It seems only yesterday she was cutting her teeth on Jim Deere slippers, and now there she is, a full-grown lady.
Wearing the greatest honor man can bestow.
The badge of faith and respectability.
That's right, Miss Lady. As my grandpappy, Old Reliable, used to say, don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
Aye. You have, laddie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Jim, dear. Please excuse me.
Lady runs down the block where her master waits.
Hello there, lady. Come on, get you home.
They race back to the house. Lady easily wins and sits on the porch with her front paws raised.
Oh, you win again. Steady now.
He balances candy on her nose.
Well, what have we here?
Her license.
Oh, big girl now, huh? All right. Oh, ladies first.
He opens the door and she goes in. That night, she lies by a glowing fire with her owners.
You know, darling, the lady here, I'd say life is quite complete.
Yes, dear. I don't imagine anything could ever take her place in our hearts.
She licks her license and bats her long eyelashes. Daytime. In a train yard, smoke rises from a locomotive as steam puffs from its engine. Beneath a water tower, a mutt dog snoozes inside an empty barrel. Rising, he stretches his back and long legs. He has light brown fur, short floppy ears, and a tuft of fur for a tail. Nearby, water leaks from the tower. The tramp goes over, takes a sip, and rinses himself off. He shakes droplets from his fur and straightens up.
What a day. Well, now to dig up some breakfast.
The tramp licks his lips and trots off. Later, he steps out of an alley and walks onto a block in the heart of town. Approaching a pet shop, he eyes puppies in the storefront window.
Cute little rascals. Goochie, 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 goochie. Now, at breakfast, let's see. Bernie's?
A restaurant, Bernie's Grill.
Francois.
Francois Pastries.
Nope, too much starch. Ah, Tony's. Oh, that's it. Hadn't been there in a week.
He crosses the street, goes into an alley behind Tony's restaurant, and scratches on the back door. A man with a poofy chef's hat and a black mustache pops his head out.
Well, buongiorno, Butch. You want your breakfast, eh? Okay, the boss, he's a saver some nice bones for you.
He tosses out a big bone. The tramp nabs it.
Good catch.
Later, the tramp sits gnawing the bone behind a wooden fence.
Oh, boy. Oh.
On the other side, a horse-drawn wagon pulls up and stops. The tramp peeks through a hole in the fence and spies a sign on the wagon side that reads, Dog Pound. Inside, two dogs sit behind a cage door. The tramp backs away as a dog catcher nails a notice to the fence, then turns away. The tramp steps onto the sidewalk and gazes up at the sign. It reads, Warning. Notice is hereby given that any unlicensed dog will be immediately impounded. The tramp sneaks over to the wagon and eyes the caged dogs. One's a bulldog, the other's a Pekingese.
Blimey! Look, Peg, it's the tramp!
Shh! Hiya, handsome. Come to join the party?
All right. No time for wisecracks. I've got to get you out. I'm telling you, the pressure's really on. Signs all over town.
Gee, thanks.
You're a bit of all right, chum.
Okay, get going.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Scram! And be careful!
He unlatches the wagon door. The tramp bites the catcher's pant leg as Bull and Peg escape. He sprints away. The dog catcher follows. The tramp leaps back and forth over a low stone wall, dodging his pursuer. Later, he enters a high-class neighborhood and hides behind a garden gate. The dog catcher catches up, but doesn't see him and continues down the block.
Well, Snob Hill.
He spots two pigeons at a fountain.
Hi, gals. How's pickings?
They fly off.
Pretty slim, eh? Yeah. I'll bet they've got a lid on every trash can. And a fence around every tree. I wonder what the leash and collar set does for excitement.
Farther down the block, Jock and Trusty approach Lady's house. They squat at the end of the walk.
Lassie!
Oh, Miss Lady, ma'am.
They head to the back of the house and find Lady moping.
Ah, good morning, lassie. 'Tis a bonny braw brecht day.
Well, Miss Lady, is something wrong?
Aye, tell us, lassie, if somebody's been mistreating you.
Oh, no, Jock. It's something I've done, I guess. It must be. Jim, dear, and Darling are acting so.
They cock their ears. Above, Darling sets a flower pot on a windowsill.
Jim, dear, and Darling?
Hush, ma.
Jock gestures toward Darling, then follows Lady to a greenhouse, several yards from the main house. Trusty plods after them.
Now, lassie, get on with the details.
Well, I first noticed it the other day when Jim Deere came home.
Lady remembers gazing out the parlor window. She dashes out the front door and down the porch steps to greet Jim Deere at the gate.
Down, lady, down.
She sits up, raising her paws, but he marches past her into the house.
Darling, darling, are you all right?
Why shouldn't I?
Lady speeds to the backyard and bolts through the pet door into the house.
I just can't help her. After all, in your condition, alone here all day, walking that dog.
Back in the present.
That dog?
That dog.
He's never called me that before.
Well, now, lassie, I wouldn't worry my wee head about that. Remember, they're only humans after all.
That's right, Miss Lady. There's my grandpappy, old Reliable. You see, don't recollect if I've ever mentioned old Reliable before.
Aye, you have, laddie. Frequently.
Oh, yeah.
But now, darling, is... Well, we've always enjoyed our afternoon romp together. But yesterday...
Lady remembers coming into the parlor, carrying a leash in her mouth. Darling sits in a rocking chair, knitting a pink booty.
Mm-hmm.
Lady drops the leash at Darling's feet, wags her fluffy tail, and tugs on Darling's skirt.
No, Lady. No walk today.
Darling picks up the leash and sets it aside. Lady runs off, then returns with a rubber ball. She bounces it on the floor.
No, Lady. Not now.
Yarn rolls off Darling's lap.
Lady
grabs it.
Drop that, Lady.
Darling swats her.
Drop it, I say.
It didn't hurt, really. But Darling has never struck me before.
Jock and Trusty share a look.
Now, lassie, you don't take it too seriously. After all, at a time like this,
yes. You see, Miss Lady, there comes a time in the life of all humans when, well, as they put it, the birds and the bees, or, well, the stork, you know, no... Well, in a...
What he's trying to say, lassie, is Darling is expecting a wee bairn.
Bairn?
He means a baby, Miss Lady.
Oh. What's a baby?
The tramp dog walks past and spots Lady.
They resemble humans.
But I'd say a mite smaller.
Aye, and they walk on all fours.
And if I remember correctly, they bellow.
Aye, and they're very expensive. You will not be permitted to play with it.
But they're my sweet.
And very, very soft.
Just a cute little bundle.
The tramp comes over.
Trouble? Yeah. They scratch, pinch, pull ears. Oh, but shucks, any dog can take that. It's what they do to your happy home.
He smiles down at Lady.
Homewreckers, that's what they are.
Look here, laddie. Who are you to barge in?
The voice of experience, Buster. Boy, just wait till Junior gets here. You get the urge for a nice, comfortable scratch and...
Put that dog out! You get fleas all over the baby!
You start barking at some strange mutt.
Stop that racket! You'll wake the baby!
And then... Then they hit you in the room and board department. Oh, remember those nice, juicy cuts of beef?
Lady daydreams about steak.
Forget them. Leftover baby food. And that nice, warm bed by the fire?
She daydreams of lying by a fireplace, but the scene changes into a doghouse on a rainy night.
A leaky doghouse?
Oh, dear.
Dinna listen, lassie. No human is that cruel.
Of course not, Miss Lady. Why, everybody knows a dog's best friend is his human.
Oh, come on now, fellas. Oh, you haven't fallen for that old line now, have you?
Aye, and we've no need for mongrels and radical ideas. Off with you, New. Off with you. Off with you.
Okay, Sandy.
The name's Jock.
Okay, Jock.
Heather, lad, of Glencairn to you.
Okay, okay, okay. But remember this, Pigeon. A human heart has only so much room for love and affection. When a baby moves in, the dog moves out.
Lady's eyes open wide. Later, Jim Deere flips through the pages of a calendar from December to April.
Oh, let's see. That'll be about...
He circles the month of April.
Oh, well.
A month later, he nails a Yale College pennant to the wall of a nursery bedroom.
Darling, there isn't any way we can tell for sure what it's going to be, is there?
I'm afraid not. Nobody ever knows for certain. All we can do is hope.
Darling makes a list of girls' names. Later, the calendar shows January. The grandfather clock strikes 3 in the morning as Jim Deere comes down the stairs. Pulling on a coat over his pajamas, he staggers to the front door. Lady rises from her bed in the kitchen and peeks out. Jim Deere opens the door, letting in a blast of snow. Lady ducks out of the way.
Darling, are you sure you want watermelon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and some chop suey, too.
Chop suey? Oh, all right, darling.
As he goes outside, snow hits Lady in the face. Later, the calendar changes to February. In the parlor, Lady eyes a greeting card that shows a stork while guests gather around Darling.
Darling, my
booty. Oh, that bonnet.
Isn't it just too adorable?
Don't you just love shower?
Darling, I've never seen you look more beautiful.
It's absolutely radiant.
Radiant? Why, that's just what I told Bill yesterday. Bill, I said, Darling looks radiant, positively radiant. Why, in all my days, I said, I've never seen anyone as radiant as Darling is.
Lady makes her way through their swirling skirts to the kitchen, where Jim Deere hosts the husbands.
Horrible. I never saw you look worse.
Cheer up, Jim. Old Doc Jones has never lost a father yet.
The calendar turns to the month of April, circled in pencil. As rain falls, a horse and buggy wait outside the house. Inside, Jim Deere grips a telephone.
Yes, Aunt Sarah, it's a boy. Aha, a boy. And what's that? Eyes? Oh, what color are they? Well, oh, gosh. I forgot to look.
He drops the phone.
A boy. It's a boy. It's a doctor.
The doctor's leaving.
Doctor, it's a boy.
Yes, yes, I know.
Aha, a boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy.
Hello, Jim. Are you there, Jim?
He hurries upstairs and lady eyes the telephone receiver, which dangles on its cord. Daytime. Robins and sparrows flock outside the nursery window. They flit to a clothesline filled with wet diapers, then gather near the kitchen windowsill, where gleaming glass beakers and bottles rest. Inside, Lady looks on with a puzzled expression. She glances up at the ceiling, then stares straight ahead with wide eyes.
What is a baby? I can't understand. It must be something wonderful. It must be something grand.
She heads to the stairs.
'Cause everybody's smiling in a kind and wistful way. And they haven't even noticed that I'm around today.
Midway up the steps, she meets Jim Deere coming down. Carrying a bottle on a tray, he skips right past her.
What is a baby anyway?
Lady continues up the stairs.
Oh, what is a baby? I must find out today. What makes Jim Deere and Darling act this way?
Reaching the second floor, she tiptoes toward the nursery. Inside, Darling paces the floor, gingerly cradling a bundle in her arms.
La la loo, la la loo. Oh, my little star sweeper, I'll sweep the stars for you. La la loo, la la loo, little soft, fluffy sleeper. Here comes a pink cloud for you.
Darling puts the baby in a bassinet and rocks him. Lady comes over and sways along with it.
Little wandering angel, hold up your wings, close your eyes.
Jim Deere picks Lady up and holds her so she can see into the bassinet.
And may love be your keeper.
She gazes with wonder at the baby.
La la loo, la la loo, la la loo.
Lady happily wags her tail.
There now, little star sleeper, dream on.
Jim Deere sets Lady down and scratches behind her right ear. Darling scratches her left. Several months later, baby clothes hang from the line. In the master bedroom, Jim Deere packs a suitcase.
Well, that should do it. Got enough here to take us halfway to China.
He shuts the case, then follows Lady into the nursery.
Darling, darling, we haven't much time.
Jim, I just can't leave him. He's still so small and helpless.
He'll be all right. Now, come. Wakes up, we'll never get away.
Jim, I feel so guilty deserting him like this.
Nonsense.
Lady stops them at the stairs.
Hey, what's the matter with Lady?
Oh, she thinks we're running out on him.
Oh, don't worry, old girl. We'll be back in a few days.
And Aunt Sarah will be here.
And with you here to help her. Oh, there's the old girl now. Coming, Aunt Sarah. Coming.
Sorry I'm late, dears. Hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Here, let me take your thing.
No. No fussing. I know my way around. On your way now. Mustn't miss your train. Have a good time and don't worry about a thing. Goodbye, dears. Goodbye, goodbye.
She shuts Lady out of the house.
Now to see that big nephew of mine.
Lady runs to the back, darts through the pet door, and bolts upstairs to the nursery, where Aunt Sarah stands over the baby's crib.
Oh, you adorable little...
Good gracious, what are you doing here? Go on now, shoot, scat, get now.
Oh, dear. Aunt Sarah won't let that dog frighten you anymore. No.
Lady scratches on the nursery door, then heads for the steps. She looks over her shoulder with a scowl and goes downstairs. In the foyer, two Siamese cats peek out of Aunt Sarah's luggage. One sticks out its tail and pokes Lady in the rump. As she turns, they duck back inside their basket. Suddenly, they poke their heads out. Lady's ears fly up, and she jumps back. The cats stick their curling black tails into the air. They snap them back and forth, forming S shapes. Their blue, almond-shaped eyes flash as they emerge from the basket and shift their heads from side to side.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please.
Stepping past Lady into the parlor, the tan-colored cats climb up a canary's cage and greedily reach inside. Lady rushes over. The cats jump down, speed across a sofa, and slide across a piano, scratching it and knocking a vase of pink flowers onto the keys.
Do you see that thing swimming round and round?
A fish in its bowl.
Maybe we could reach in and make it drown.
They slide down a curtain.
If we sneak in up upon it carefully, there will be a head for you, a tail for me.
They pull a tablecloth, sliding the fishbowl to the edge. Lady yanks the other end and starts a tug of war. The cats pull hard, then let go. The bowl falls over on top of Lady, and the fish pops out. One of the cats tries to grab it. Lady snatches the fish, but the other cat's wading in the bowl. The fish flops away.
Do you hear what I hear? A baby cry. Where we finding baby, there are milk nearby. If we look in baby buggy, it could be. Plenty milk for you, And also some for me.
They start upstairs. Lady chases them back down and into the parlor, where they knock the drapes onto her. She tears around the room, making a mess.
What's going on down there? Oh, merciful heavens! My darlings, my precious pets! Oh, that wicked animal. Attacking my poor, innocent little angels.
Later, Aunt Sarah carries Lady into a pet store.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I want a muscle. A good, strong muscle.
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's our latest combination leash and muzzle. Now, we'll just slip it on like this and...
Lady struggles as a man fits the wire muzzle over her face.
Steady now. Now. Careful, you little...
Watch out!
Breaking free, Lady knocks over boxes and cans. As she runs out the door, the leash gets caught on a birdcage and tips it over. Lady speeds into the street, where a car almost hits her. Darting beneath a carriage, she heads for the curb, then dodges a car, a bicycle, and a streetcar. Thick black fumes blow into her face. Lady shakes her head, then sprints into an alley. Plowing through a pile of garbage, she gets her leash caught on some cans. She drags them behind as three big dogs charge toward her. The big, mangy mongrels bare their sharp teeth and pick up speed, gaining on her. Lady heads for the train yard. Nearby, the tramp looks up from a bowl of water. Lady races past with her pursuers on her heels, and the tramp quickly follows. The pack rounds a corner, out of sight. The tramp heads in another direction. Lady sprints down an alley and finds a fence blocking her way. She hides behind a barrel and eyes the pack's approach. Suddenly, the tramp leaps over the fence. The mongrels stop and loom over him as he stands his ground. Fierce shadows appear on the wooden fence as the dogs face off. The three mongrels attack the tramp, biting and jumping him. He chomps one's leg and bites another in the face. The tramp pushes one of the mongrels down, and the dog bangs into a barrel of garbage, then runs off. As the fight continues, the dogs knock over more barrels. An empty one rolls past Lady's hiding place. At the end of the alley, the tramp chases off the other two dogs.
Hey, Pidge, what are you doing on this side of the tracks? I thought you...
He sees her muzzle.
Oh, you poor kid. Oh, we've got to get this off. I think I know the very place. Come on.
Later, they approach a guarded gate.
Well, here we are.
The zoo?
Sure. No. This way. Follow me.
They creep over to a cluster of bushes near the gate and hide behind them. Nearby, the uniformed guard paces, unaware of their presence.
Oh.
What's the matter, Pidge?
We can't go in.
Why not?
Well, the sign says...
No dogs allowed.
That's the angle.
Angle?
Look, we'll just wait for the right...
A gentleman approaches.
Here we are now. Just lay low.
As the gentleman leaves the zoo, the tramp sneaks up behind the guard and puckers his furry mouth. The guard turns.
Hey, you!
I beg your pardon. Where are you addressing?
What's the matter? Can't you read?
Why, yes, several languages.
Oh, a wise guy, eh? All right, now, what's this creature doing here?
He's not my dog.
Oh, he's not, eh?
The tramp jumps into the man's arms.
Why, certainly not, officer.
I suppose you'll be telling me next it was the dog that was whistling, eh?
I'm certain I don't know.
Oh, I'm a liar now, am I? Well, you listen to me.
As the guard grabs the man, the tramp bites the guard's fanny.
No! Pull a knife on me, will you?
Inside the zoo, animals in their cages look toward the gate. Elephants, lions, and giraffes all raise their eyebrows in puzzlement. The tramp turns to Lady.
Come on, kid. Place is ours.
The two dogs stroll into the zoo. Lady looks up at the rangy tramp.
We'd better go through this place from A to Z. Apes? No use even asking them. They wouldn't understand.
They wouldn't?
too closely related to humans. Uh-oh. Alligators. Now there's an idea. Say, Al, do you suppose you could nip this contraption off for us?
Glad you're blind.
The tramp yanks Lady away from the gator's gaping jaws. In another cage, a hyena shakes with laughter.
Huh. If anybody ever needed a muzzle, it's him.
Pigeon,
look out!
A tree crashes onto the path.
What harebrained idiot would... Hey, look! A beaver!
He gnaws off branches with his buck teeth.
Here's the answer to our problem.
The beaver measures the tree trunk.
6'7" 16 inches.
Now, pardon me, friend. I wonder if you'd do us a little...
Busy, Sonny. Busy. Can't stop the gossip now. Gotta slide this sycamore to the swamp.
Yeah, well, this'll only take a second of your time.
Only a second? Listen, Sonny. Do you realize every second 70 centimeters of water is wasted over that spillway?
Yeah, but...
Gotta get this log moving, Sonny. Gotta get it moving.
He pushes against the log. It doesn't budge.
It's your doggone hauling.
The tramp sees Lady's leash.
Hauling. Exactly. Now, what you need
you better
is...
better bisect this section here.
What you need is a log puller.
I said a log puller! I ain't deep, Shetty. There's no need to... Did you say log puller?
And by a lucky coincidence, you see before you, modeled by the lovely little lady, the new, improved, patented, handy-dandy, never-fail little giant log puller, the Busy Beaver's friend.
You don't say!
Guaranteed not to wear, tear, rip, or ravel. Turn around, sister, and show the customer the merchandise. And it cuts log hauling time 66%.
66%, eh? Think of that. Well, how's it work?
Why, it's no work at all. You merely slip this ring over the limb like this and haul it off.
Say, you mind if I slip it on for size?
Help yourself, man. Help yourself.
Okay. Don't mind if I do. How do you get the corn starting thing off, Sonny?
Glad you brought that up, friend. Glad you brought that up. To remove it, simply place the strap between your teeth.
Like this?
Erect, friend. Now fight hard. You see?
It's off.
Gee, that is simple.
Well, friend, we'll be on our way now, so...
Not so fast now, Sonny. I'll have to make certain it's satisfactory before we settle on a price.
Oh, no, it's all yours, friend. You can keep it.
I can?
Uh-huh. It's a free sample.
Well, thanks a lot.
Wearing the muzzle on his head, he tugs the log and it rolls right over him. They tumble all the way down a hill, wrap around a tree, then land in a stream. The log floats into place, forming a dam that plugs up the spillway. The beaver's jaw drops.
Say, it works well!
Later, the two dogs take an evening stroll.
But when she put that horrible muzzle on me...
Oh, say no more. I get the whole picture. Ants, cats, muzzles. Well, that's what comes of tying yourself down to one family.
Haven't you a family?
One for every day of the week. Point is, none of them have me.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
It's simple. You see...
He sniffs.
Hey. Something tells me it's supper time. Come on. I'll show you what I mean.
They approach a house.
Now take the Schultzes here. Little Fritzy, that's me, Pidge, makes this his Monday home.
Monday home?
Ach, ja. Mondays is Mama Jules cooking their Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Now O'Brien's here as well, little Mike. Sure, and that's me again, Pidge. Comes of a Tuesday.
Of a Tuesday?
Be good, and that's when they're after having that darling corn beef. You see, Pidge, when you're footloose and collar-free, well, you take nothing but the best.
Later.
Hey, Tony's! Of course, the very place for a very special occasion.
Lady goes to the front.
No, this way, Pidge. I have my own private entrance.
She follows him into the alleyway behind the restaurant.
Wait here.
He scratches on the back door.
Just one minute. I'm coming. What's the matter? Somebody's making the apple a fool with... Oh, hello, Butch. Where you been so long? Hey, Joe, look who's here.
Well, what do you know? It's a Butch.
Hey, Joe. Joe, bring the bones for Butch before he eat me up.
Okay, Tony. Okay. Bones are coming up.
The tramp leads Tony over to Lady.
What's this? Hey, Joe, look. Butch, he's got a new girlfriend.
Well, a son of a gun. He's got a cockerel Spanish girl.
She's a pretty sweet kid, old Butch. You take Tony's advice and settle down with this one, eh?
Tony turns away.
This one. Oh, Tony, you know. He's not a speaky English, are pretty good.
Now, first we fix the table.
Here's your bones, Tony.
Okay, bones. Bones! What's the matter for you, Joe? I break your face. Tonight, the Butch, he's get the best in a house.
Okay, Tony, you're the boss.
Now, tell me, what's your pleasure? A la carte? Dinner? Okay. Hey, Joe, Butch, he says he wants two spaghetti speciale, heavy on the meatball.
Tony, dogs don't talk.
He's talking to me.
Okay, he's talking to you. You're the boss.
Mamma mia, mangiare, you can never sit here. Now, here you are, the best spaghetti in the town.
He sets a plate in front of them on a little table with a checkered cloth. The tramp licks his chops and they dig in, nibbling strands of spaghetti. He slurps one up. She does too. Tony comes back, playing an accordion. Joe plucks a mandolin.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it a bella notte. Look at the sky.
The dogs eat, unaware they're chewing both ends of the same strand of spaghetti. Their mouths draw closer and meet in a surprised kiss. Lady shyly turns away. The tramp noses a meatball to her.
The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near.
Lady bats her eyelashes, then gazes dreamily up at the sky. Our view drifts upward, past clotheslines draped over the alley, to a full moon hanging among the stars. Later, the two dogs linger in a park beneath the bright moon.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it bella notte.
Standing on a newly made sidewalk, they leave their paw prints in a heart drawn in the wet cement, then share a smile.
On this lovely bella notte.
They wander past a couple seated on a park bench and a pair of owls up in a tree. On a bridge, they pause and look down into a pond where two swans swim side by side. The birds leave ripples in their wake, which drift over a reflection of Lady and the Tramp. Later, the dogs sit on a grassy hilltop, gazing at the moon. Morning. The two dogs sleep beside one another on the hilltop. The tramp opens his eyes, glances at Lady, then snuggles closer.
Oh dear.
Is something wrong, Pidge?
It's morning.
Yeah.
The tramp stretches.
So it is.
I should have been home hours ago.
Why? Because you still believe in that ever-faithful old dog tray routine? Oh, come on, Pidge. Open up your eyes.
Open my eyes?
To what a dog's life can really be. Show you what I mean.
He goes to the edge of the hilltop.
Look down there. Tell me what you see.
Lady peers down into the valley.
Well, I see nice homes with yards and fences.
Exactly. Life on a leash. Look again, Pidge. Look, there's a great big hunk of world down there with no fence around. But two dogs can find adventure and excitement. Beyond those distant hills, who knows what wonderful experiences. And it's all ours for the taking, Pidge. It's all ours.
It sounds wonderful.
But?
But who'd watch over the baby?
The tramp shakes his head and shows a tiny smile.
You win. Come on. I'll take you home.
They start down the hill. Back in town, the dog catcher rides his wagon down an empty block. As he rolls away, Lady and the tramp round a bend and step into the street.
It's a beautiful night, and they call it...
The tramp pauses beside a chicken wire fence.
Not to change the subject, but, ever chase chickens?
I should say not.
Oh, then you never live.
But we shouldn't.
I know. That's what makes it fun. Oh, come on, kid. Start building some memories.
But we won't hurt the chickens.
Hurt them? No. We'll just stir them up a bit.
He winks, and they tiptoe toward a hen house. Inside, a dozen plump hens sleep on their perches.
Just look at those fat, lazy biddies. They should have been up hours ago.
Feathers fly as the chickens burst out of the hen house. Lady watches while the tramp chases them around the yard.
Some fun, eh, kid?
Hey, what's going on in there?
What's that?
That's the signal to get going. Come on!
As they dash off, a gun blasts two holes through the fence.
This is living, eh, kid?
Is it?
Come on, Pidge. Follow me.
The tramp leaps over a picket fence, and Lady squeezes through. As she runs after him, a leash is thrown around her neck. Up ahead, the tramp hides behind a billboard.
You know, there's a little bit of bird dog in all of us, eh, Pidge? Pidge? Pidge?
He looks around.
Pidge? Where are you, Pidge? Pidge? Pigeon? Oh, Pidge!
Lady's locked inside the dog catcher's wagon as it rolls away down the street. Later, it pulls up to the dog pound. Inside, the tramp's friend Bull is locked up with a chihuahua, a mutt, and others. A scruffy hound dog covers his eyes with his paws. A floppy-eared dog lies on the floor of his cell. Tears well in his eyes and roll down his face. another dog's tiny paws grip the fence wire of his cage. Three teary-eyed puppies lie piled on top of one another. Another presses his snout to a crack in his cell door. A dachshund frantically digs a tunnel.
Just one more course and we're out.
Okay, on a downbeat. One, two.
The main door opens. As the dog catcher enters with Lady, the dachshund quickly covers the hole.
Put her in number four, Bill, while I check her license number.
Okay. All right, baby, in here.
Oh, wow. Look, you guys, Miss Park Avenue herself.
Blimey. A regular blooming debutante.
Yeah, and pipe the crown jewel she's wearing.
What's in for, sweetheart? Putting fleas on the butler?
They shake with laughter, seeing Lady's license. The tramp's Pekingese friend, Peg, hurries over.
All right, you guys. Lay off, will you?
What's the matter, Peg?
We was only having a bit of sport, we was.
Oh, can't you see the poor kid's scared enough already?
Pay no attention, my little Ochichorny.
That's right, dearie. They don't mean no real harm.
He's like Gorky says in Lower Depths, quote, miserable being must find more miserable being. Then he's happy, unquote.
Boris is a philosopher.
Besides, little Bublitsky, wearing license here, that is like waving, you should excuse the expression, red flag in front of bull.
My license? But what's wrong with it?
There ain't nothing wrong with it, dearie.
The confidential. Is not one dog here would not give left hind leg for such a knick-knack.
It's your passport to freedom, honey. Without it...
Hey. Hey, you guys, look. Poor Nutsy is taking the long walk.
A catcher leads a dog down the hall.
Where is he taking him?
Through the one-way door, sister.
They go into a room, and the door shuts. A sign reads, keep out.
You mean he's...
The mutt nods. The dachshund trembles and dives into his tunnel.
Oh, well, a short life and a merry one.
Yeah. That's what the tramp always says.
The tramp?
Ah, now, there's a bloke what never gets caught.
He's given the slip to every dog catcher in this place.
You won't believe this, dearie, but no matter how tight a jam he's in, that tramp always finds some way out.
I can quite easily believe that.
Ah, but remember, my friends, even tramp has his Achilles heel.
Pardon me, amigo. What is this chilly heel?
Achilles heel, Pedro. This is meaning his weaknesses.
Oh, the dames, yeah.
He has an eye for a well-turned paw, he has. Let's see, there's been Lulu.
Yeah, and Trixie.
And Vivi.
And my sister, Rosita Chiquita Juanita Chihuahua, I think.
What a dog.
Yeah, tell us about it, Peg.
What a dog.
Peg used to be in the Dog and Pony Follies.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way.
The mutt hits he's a dish tramp with his tail.
He's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp. He's a rover. And there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good I wish that I could travel his way.
Peg's fluffy tail shakes as she sways her rump.
Wish that I could travel his way.
Yeah, but he never takes him serious.
Ah, but someday he is meeting someone different. Some delicate, fragile creature who's giving him a wish to shelter and protect. Like Miss Park Avenue here, eh, matey? Could be. But when he does...
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you. Under the spell of true love.
The poor chump grows careless. The Cossacks are picking him up.
And it's Clayton's for a tramp.
Lady's eyes grow wide.
It's the little cocker, Bill, in number four.
The catcher picks Lady up.
All right, baby. They've come to take you home. You're too nice a girl to be in this place.
He carries her outside. Later, she lies in a doghouse in her own backyard. Jock and Trusty eye it from the walk, then step closer.
Courage, man. Courage.
But I've never even considered matrimony.
Nor I. But no matter which of us she accepts, we'll always be the best of friends. Now remember, not a word about her unfortunate experience. We didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Lassie.
Miss Lady Mab.
Please, I don't want to see anybody.
Now, Lassie. Didn't feel that way about it?
Of course not, Miss Lady. Why, some of the finest people I ever tracked down were jailbirds.
Quiet! Great loony! Please, Lassie, we've come with a proposition for helping you.
Help me? What do you mean?
Well, now, you see, Lassie, neither of us is as young as we used to be.
But we're still in the prime of life.
Aye. And we've both got very comfortable homes.
That's right. Where we know you'd be welcome and appreciated, Miss Lady.
So to come directly to the point...
If you could find it possible to...
You're both very kind, and I do appreciate it, but...
Oh, pigeon! Hi, boys.
They all turn away as the tramp approaches.
Anything new in the Kennel Club set? Little something I picked up for you, Pidge.
He drops a bone at her feet, but she steps away as far as her chain leash will let her.
Looks like I'm the one that's in the doghouse.
If this person is annoying you, Miss Lady,
we'll gladly throw the rascal out.
That won't be necessary, thank you.
Very well, ma'am.
You mongrel!
Jock kicks dirt on the tramp's feet, then follows Trusty away.
Aw, oh, come on, Pidge. It wasn't my fault. I thought you were right behind me, honest. When I heard they'd taken you to the pound...
Oh, don't even mention that horrible place. I was so embarrassed and frightened.
Oh, no. Who could ever harm a cute little trick like you?
Trick? That reminds me, who is Trixie?
Trixie?
And Lulu, and Fifi, and Rosita Chiquita, whatever her name is.
Chiquita, yes, well, I can explain.
As far as I'm concerned, you needn't worry about your old heel.
My heel?
I don't need you to shelter and protect me.
Yes, but
if you grow careless, don't blame me. And I don't care if the Cossacks do pick you up. Goodbye. And take this with you.
She kicks the bone and marches into her doghouse. The tramp slinks off, hanging his head. Pausing, he glances back over his shoulder, then leaves through a gap in the fence. Lady pops her head out of the doghouse, stares after the tramp with blinking eyes, then sinks to the floor. As the tramp shuffles away, a creature creeps among the shadows. It's the rat. It scurries through a hole in the fence into Lady's backyard. As rain starts to fall, Lady raises her head and looks around. Nearly half her size, the rat scuffles through a woodpile. Lady blocks its path. She lunges at it, but the chain yanks her back and the rat heads for the house. Lady strains at her leash as the rat clambers up a vine on the side of the house. In the street, the tramp perks up his ears. Now on the roof, the rat crawls along a rain gutter. A light comes on in one of the rooms. The rat darts out of sight as Aunt Sarah opens her window.
Stop that!
She wags her finger at Lady, who stands on the patio below.
Hush! Hush!
Several yards away, the rat sneaks into the nursery.
Stop that rat!
Aunt Sarah shuts her window.
What's wrong, Pidge?
A rat!
Where?
Upstairs, in the baby's room.
How do I get in?
The little door, on the porch.
The tramp hurries into the house. He goes through the darkened kitchen to the stairs. Climbing to the second floor landing, he starts to sniff around and heads past the master bedroom. At the nursery's open door, he stops and bares his teeth. Inside, the rat's yellow eyes glow in the dark. Lightning flashes, revealing its hiding place. It's crouched under the baby's crib. The tramp carefully pads into the room, advancing on his prey. The rat scurries out of his path. The tramp lunges at the rodent and tries to bite it, but the rat stays one step ahead. The rat flees under a dresser, but the tramp cuts off its escape. It turns in another direction. The tramp gives chase. The rat tries to scratch him. The tramp shakes it off, then bites the rodent on its rump. Outside, Lady gives her chain a hard tug and pulls it loose. She runs to the pet door. Upstairs, the rat jumps onto a dresser. Chasing it, the tramp knocks over a chair. The rat runs under another dresser where the tramp can't reach. Lady comes in just as the rat leaps onto the crib's railing. The tramp jumps up and catches the rat in his jaws. They struggle, tipping over the crib. Lady goes to the baby. In the master bedroom, Aunt Sarah gets up. Meanwhile, curtains tumble down as the tramp and the rat fight on. Everything grows still, and the tramp emerges holding up one lame paw. He gingerly licks it, then hobbles over to Lady. As they share a smile, the hallway light comes on, and Aunt Sarah rushes in.
Oh, merciful heavens! Oh, you poor little darling. No. Thank goodness you're not hurt, you. You vicious brutes. Get back.
She shoos the tramp into a closet and shuts the door.
The pound, that's it. I'll call the pound.
Lady gestures toward the curtain. Aunt Sarah grabs her chain.
Come here. Come along. I'll call him this minute. I couldn't sleep a wink with that brute in the house.
She drags Lady to the basement and shuts the door.
Hello!
Lady frantically scratches at another closed door, then bites it.
I don't care if you are alone there, young man. I insist you pick him up immediately.
Lady's trapped. Outside, a streetcar pulls away from the curb as Jim Deere and Darling stroll toward their house.
Darling, look.
The dog catcher leads the tramp outside.
And if you want my advice, you'll destroy that animal at once.
Don't worry, ma'am. We've been after this one for months. We'll take care of him.
He loads the tramp into his wagon.
Well, what do you suppose?
Say, what's going on here? Just picking up a stray, mister. Come on, get up. Caught him attacking a baby. Good heavens.
My baby.
Aunt Sarah!
They run into the house.
Aunt Sarah!
Trusty and Jock look on.
I was certain he was no good the moment I first laid eyes on him.
Yeah, but I never thought he'd do a thing like that.
Inside.
Thank goodness I got there in time. There they were. Grip over
here. Oh, I'm sure there must be some mistake. I know Lady would...
He opens the basement door.
Watch out! That dog's loose! Keep her away!
Nonsense, she's trying to tell us something.
Lady leads them upstairs.
What is that, girl?
There's a lump inside the fallen curtain.
What are you trying...
darling, Aunt Sarah, come here.
What is it, Jim?
Ah, a rat.
Rat? We should have known.
I misjudged him. Badly.
Come on. We got to stop that wagon.
But, man, we didn't know which way they've gone.
We'll track them down.
And then?
We'll hold them. Hold them at bay.
They run through the rainy streets. Stopping at an intersection, Trusty puts his nose to the ground and starts to sniff. He walks around in a circle as Jock watches him.
Now what?
The scent. Follow the scent.
Seeing him walk around and around, Jock shakes his head.
Ugh, let's face it, man. You both know you've lost your sense of smell.
Trusty works his jaws, about to speak. He goes back to sniffing. Turning a corner, he stops, then sniffs harder and breaks into a run. Jock follows. Dashing down a cobblestone street, they come to a big puddle. Trusty stops and lowers his nose. He wades from one end of the puddle to the other, smelling all along the edge. Trusty runs off. Jock shakes water from his fur, then tears after him through the streets. Rounding a corner, they spot the dog catcher's horse-drawn wagon up ahead. From inside the cage, the tramp spies the pair headed straight for them. The dogs catch up and sprint alongside the speeding wagon.
Come on, get away! Come on, you get away!
The horses get spooked and rear up, kicking their front legs into the air.
Go on, you get away! Watch it now! Watch it! Watch it!
The wagon topples over. A taxi rides up, with Lady and Jim Deere in the back. A crowd gathers as the dog catcher grabs his horse's reins. The taxi stops. Lady hops out and runs to the wagon.
Hi, Pidge.
At the side of the wagon, Trusty lies trapped under one of the wheels, his eyes closed. Beside him, Jock tenderly nudges his unmoving friend with his snout. Jock's eyes well up with tears. The following Christmas, the tramp wears a shiny new license.
All right, everybody, watch the birdie.
A puppy that looks just like him tugs at the baby's pajamas. Lady picks it up by the scruff of its neck and puts it with three others that look like her. Jim Deere stands behind a camera.
Steady now. Hold it.
As the flash goes off, smoke fills the room.
I guess I used a little too much.
He opens a window.
Uh-oh. Darling. Visitors.
Visitors? Why, it's Jock.
And good old Trusty.
Careful now, man. Careful. It's a wee bit slippery.
Trusty limps up the icy walk with his bandaged leg.
All right, boy, we'll let him in.
The baby crawls to the door.
No, no, not you, young man. You're going to take a nap.
Well, Merry Christmas. Come in, come in. Just step into the parlor. I'll see about refreshments. Well, darling, where did you put the dog biscuits? You know, the box Aunt Sarah sent for Christmas.
In the kitchen, Jim, dear.
Oh, no doubt about it. They've got their mother's eyes.
The one puppy that looks like the tramp chews Jock's plaid sweater.
But there's a bit of the father in them, too. Well, and I see you finally acquired a collar.
Oh, yes. Complete with license.
Oh, yeah. The new collar. Caught the scent the moment it came in the house. Trusty R says, Trusty, somebody's wearing a new collar. Of course, my sense of smell is very highly developed. Runs in the family, you know.
There'll be no living with him from now on.
As my grandpappy Old Reliable used to say, I don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
No, you haven't, Uncle Trusty.
I haven't. Well, as Old Reliable used to say, he'd say...
The puppies eagerly wag their tails.
Doggone. You know, I clean forgot what it was he used to say.
They all chuckle as one of the puppies climbs up Trusty's back. From outside, we see the brightly decorated Christmas tree through the porch window. In town, gently falling snow covers everything with a blanket of white. A title appears, The End, a Walt Disney production.